everyone. Welcome to episode 39 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing great.
We are here, and we are actually going to do a bit of a different pod. We are watching the NBA draft live. We're going to talk about it. We did our pick-ems with it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some other things as we get into the draft, because everyone knows the drafts aren't as fun after first couple picks. So, Jack, how are you feeling? We have Minnesota locking in their pick right now. You excited?
Oh, I know it's going to be Edwards.
What do you know? It's Anthony Edwards. Oh, that's kind of lame. I was looking at I don't know. Is that his brother? Because that's who I picked. Could be a friend. But he did hug a male that doesn't look like his dad. So that looks like could possibly be another pick for me.
Who'd you? Oh, your brother. Oh, you're such a...
Well, I actually did some research. I don't know if you did, but sadly, his mother passed away. So I knew it wasn't going to be his mother. So I narrowed it down. And then I thought maybe he's not going to be with his dad because of quarantine or something. So I decided to go brother. And what do you know? But I don't know if that's his brother. It could just be a friend as well. So
I'm going to do background research on this guy. Like,
we got to look into
it.
I don't know how
I'm going to run background checks on this guy.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to figure that out, to be honest, but...
Oh, no. By the end of this, I will fight for every point at this point.
All right, I think I'm going to crack open a quick drink here. Although it is a primarily basketball podcast, this one, we just had Masters weekend, so we thought there was no better time to have our presented sponsor, Triple Bogey. They were nice enough to give us some merch. We got the Triple Bogey hats on. I wear it on the course almost every weekend. It's a nice hat. And I actually have some of their Triple Bogey beer on the golf course as well. So I'm going to crack open one of their premium lagers here and celebrate picking the right pick first overall in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Are you 9-3 now?
I'm on a bit of a heater, yep. Well, that's delicious. Just delicious.
It's actually really good. God damn. You watch the Masters? Since we'll wait?
Yes, I did. I also picked the winner of the Masters too.
I got that pick right too.
Yeah. Yours didn't finish first overall like mine, but
that's not where. Well, if I knew we were picking that, I would have done the same. But it was just top 10 finish.
My buddy was telling me one of his friends won like $4,000 on it.
I was
going to
say was in it, and
in a Masters pool, he won four.
Oh, really? Fuck me! Why aren't we gonna do that?
Yeah, good thing we didn't do. We were gonna do a pick'em that was like best tie, and then Willie's was like, I don't know. I don't even know if they'll be dressed up.
I know.
Suits and stuff, because they're at home. Like, that's
so far looking like they're not.
Really interested in what he's saying. I might have to watch a replay of this. See if he says my brother's here with me.
I want to thank my brother who I hugged first.
Yeah, just to confirm. All right, thanks.
I was really hoping for LaMelo and the LeVar combo.
They are there.
I thought that was a safe bet, to be honest. Not a safe bet, but I thought it was a good bet.
Yeah.
That being said, I should have looked up more of the draft. I didn't read any mock drafts.
Well, it's hard to stay close picks to it, but...
Is he a freshman?
I believe he is a freshman.
We honestly also bet on that.
Yeah. We gotta add that up. Maybe we'll bring that up on our phones as well, so we can kind of do a live follow of the pick'ems. So did you watch it? Sorry, we'll go back to that. Did you watch any of the Masters?
Yeah, I caught most of it. Not most of it. That's a lie. I caught at least 10% of it.
Okay. I was moving.
And then the rest through highlights.
I was moving on Sunday, but I had it on in the background, and then I got home just in time to watch Dustin play his last three holes.
And Tiger his last three holes.
Tiger, who gets a 10?
He's done.
Who gets a 10 and then comes back and birdies like?
Oh, I know. I was telling my dad about that, and I was like, "Oh yeah, he hit a 10." He's just like, "Oh, he's just got to stop." And I'm like, "Well," he's like, "What do you finish with?" And I'm like, "I think he was like 2 under." It's like, that's insane. That's almost a better testament of skill.
It just
than
shows
winning the Masters
how like mentally strong he is. He can do that.
I'm gonna take this jersey off now. Fuck.
Delicious Triple Bogey beer here. It's established for the everyday golfer. We know how much you love the game, so we brewed a beer that's perfectly fit for your fairways. whether you're cruising up the 18th or relaxing on a patio after a good round, a triple bogey has never been this easy to swallow. Love that.
If the beer was going to be anything like their hats, phenomenal. Yeah. This is the most comfortable hat I've ever worn.
I like wearing the triple bogey hat too, because you get a lot of the jokes. It's like, oh, that's a perfect hat for you after I get my triple bogey. Good for the confidence.
It's better for you, yeah, if you pulled up to a hat that just said hole in one.
Yeah.
It's just bold. You have a Kim Jong-un like golf game if you did that.
Warriors. I keep seeing that it was like a lock they were going to take James Wiseman. Big man.
Yeah. I thought we were going to predict like the top five maybe. Because I think – well, I mean, I would have lost already, but.
Yeah, I
it's pretty easy, I think, now the rest.
Guy was really good, but they're saying that guy – I've never heard of the guy from Egypt before today, but they're saying that there's a couple guys who might break, like, records for international players. There's a guy from, like, highest drafted ever.
What's the record? Two? Three?
No, it's high – like, they're drafted – give me a sec here. I got to pull it up.
Oh, for that region or like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like European player, and I was like, oh, I don't think that's that high.
If Hayes is drafted in the top seven, he'll be the highest drafted French player ever.
Mm.
And then if the Avdija, I don't know his last name, the Denny guy, and if he's selected in the top 22, he'll be the highest drafted Israeli player ever.
What about Sheck West? Will he be the highest ever taken?
What is this Sheck West thing?
He didn't see it. He declared.
Oh, really?
That's hilarious. Made like a big Instagram post about how he's been like training and like keeping his game on top. And like he's like, musically, I'm already at the top. Might as well go to basketball. I'm declaring for the draft, essentially.
Celebrities do you think? What would you be a like celebrity starting lineup? I think I'd run.
For if you want like wins or if you just like.
Yeah, I think I'd put Sandler. I'd run Sandler at Sandler three. Maybe at the point, and then I'd put
the three
Quavo at the two. Yeah, you'd run the point, and Quavo at two, Drake at three, Kevin James at the four, and who's a tall celebrity? I can't even think of it.
Michael Clark Duncan.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes, you do. Google him and you'll know him. Okay. He's passed. He's passed away, unfortunately, but you'll know him. He's iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. No one's going to the paint with that guy.
Green Mile?
Green Mile? Oh, yeah, that was the movie I was trying to think of. He was also in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, he's
iconic. Huge. He's massive. Mine? Oh, and I'll cook your team up. I got Adam Sandler. Point guard as well. I'll put J. Cole, the two.
J. Cole was going to be my sixth man. I was just going to say
I'm going to put 2 Chainz at the three. He actually played college basketball. He could have been to the league. The four. This is where it gets tough. You have Kevin James. So to beat Kevin James, Steve.
James Wiseman went second, just so you know.
I'll take James Wiseman at the four. And I'll go Shaq at the four.
Yeah, I was like, we could include Shaq. He's technically like a movie star now. That's a
celebrity now. So I'm going to take Shaq.
I'm trying to think of who's always good in – who always plays in those celebrity games. Like, there's that one girl who was
amazing. Bieber's good.
Bieber.
I've seen Bieber.
Hasan Minhaj is always playing. Celebrity.
I'm pretty sure the guy who makes 2K is like 6'9". He always plays in the leagues, and I'm pretty sure he's huge.
Kevin Hart?
Oh, fuck. Good point guard. Yeah, who's, like, the best? I wonder who the best celebrity that could have been an athlete. I know 2 Chainz is legit, though. He was good back then, apparently.
Really? Huh.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, so they took Wiseman. Okay. So they took Wiseman.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on this kid. I was just listening to your podcast before we actually started filming ours, and they were saying, like, They need a guy to step in right now and blah, blah, blah. It's like a lot of pressure on this kid, but.
Imagine like on like a job interview, like there's like, we're going to need this guy to be CEO today. you have to fire someone now. I was like, damn.
Jeez, I'm going to have to get the pen and paper out and follow this. What else do we have? We haven't had an international
player. Is that two freshmen now?
I think so, yeah.
All right, we're looking good.
Well, I picked the under.
Yeah, I picked the over.
I think I picked the under in the end. I want to change it up.
You picked the under.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Like, is LaMelo technically a freshman?
No, he's an international player.
Is he? Will he be listed as a foreign player for international?
Yeah, I think so.
In the international taken in the top 10?
That's what I was considering, yes.
That's fucked. That's tough. All right.
Looks like...
Is there any Canadians?
Wiseman's tearing up. I don't know. I honestly don't know anyone outside of the top three, to be honest.
Hmm.
So what do you think about some of these trade rumors? What do you think about Harden wanting to get out of the Rockets and what they're doing? They're trading Roko too?
For Ariza.
I think everyone's going to be off that team before the season starts?
Yes. Not Russell. I think Russell will stay.
Just because no one wants him? Or?
Yeah. Unless it's like, yeah. I would say this. It's a safer pick for me to say he'll stay. I think Harden would leave before. Like, they'll be able to trade Harden easily before him. I don't know. I like the Nets rumors. Those freak me out, but I think they're pretty accurate.
That'd be a lot of... A lot of big personalities on one team, that's for sure.
But weirdly not, somehow. They're not like the most vocal people, but they're just annoying for some reason.
It would have been crazy if Durant went to Houston. And then it would be like full circle. Because they were all on OKC, right? That'd be crazy.
It'd be funny if it was like a package deal. Yeah. Kyrie and someone else for Russell and Harden.
Yeah.
That'd be fucked. They just rebuild that case.
Get Serge Ibaka from free agency, too.
Will Sheck West be an international pick? Will he be a freshman if he gets selected?
Well, he's not in college. He's straight. Did he go to college?
He might be in an online college.
He could be considered just like a high school recruit, I guess. I don't even know. How old is Sheck West? Is he the... I guess he's that age.
Pretty sure he's like 20-something.
Yeah.
He's young. Come on, LaMelo's got to get picked.
Yeah, there's a lot of time between...
I just want to see him get picked. I love that family.
Yeah. I'm curious. I think it seems like LeVar hasn't been in the media. What do you think about that? He hasn't been in very, very recently.
He got kind of canceled, so like I don't think he can. I think it's literally like he can't get into the media. Like, yeah. He's trying.
Yeah, they're trying, but no one's answering the phone.
He's like knocking on the door, and they won't let him in.
Yeah, a couple too many. I think that's most of the reason.
Yeah, I mean that was bound to happen, but he got a good run.
Exactly.
Two of his kids, top five picks, though.
It is amazing.
You got to give some credit for that.
Poor LiAngelo. What is his name? LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, yeah.
The only lad who didn't make it in. This kind of sucks, but...
Oh, there he is. Oh, he hugged the mom first. He hugged the mom first. I got it wrong.
I would have picked mom for that.
I even got that wrong.
Oh, his mic's falling out.
I can't...
Why is there half of the country looks like they're in that room?
They're also hosting
the
White House party there, too. No one has masks on right now. That is a terrible look.
I think they were wearing masks, no?
I saw a couple no masks.
Yeah.
Dad was. LeVar was. That's.
I mean, no maybe they masters. Got tested. They're pretty rich.
I expect that everyone in Big Baller Brand masks.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot tell me you didn't think
they that. Can't even afford to make masks anymore. They're so far in debt.
Oh, Jesus. And hey, they made water, man.
Wow, he must be thrilled. LeVar must be so happy he's going to Charlotte.
Yes, both boys play on Charlotte and... New Orleans now.
Yeah.
They went from the Lakers and maybe the Knicks to New Orleans. And they've also played in Lithuania.
What pick do the Knicks have?
Dude, the Lithuanian team might have more attendance than the Hornets now. He might play in front of smaller crowds.
He's going to be the next Kemba Walker.
Oh, no, I'd be happy if I was a Hornets fan. The fact that Michael Jordan selected him, that's
funny. Oh, yeah.
That's funny. It's because he knows he can't beat LeVar.
He'll be getting whipped into shape, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get – oh, fuck. He's going to get – who's the one rookie that Jordan bullied when he wasn't even a player anymore. Kwame Brown, I think.
Oh, God.
It was him. He bullied him, and I don't think he was a player at the moment. He was the team owner.
New York only has the 8th pick?
Yeah, they lost the draft.
Oh, like, that's right. Draft. Yeah. So we got.
And I don't think they finished that bad.
Chicago, Cleveland, Atlanta up next on the board.
Yep. Fuck, man.
So that's our first international player. And then we have two freshmen, right?
Yeah, that doesn't count as a freshman.
And then do we have a trade in the top 10? Not yet. Or top five, sorry.
Top five. Pretty much after the top five, we're fine.
What do you think about that Chris Paul trade? So Sun sent Ricky Rubio, Kelly Oubre Jr., Ty Jerome, Jalen Laquette, and a 2022 first-round pick to OKC for Chris Paul.
The GM mode player in me is like, I love the Thunder. Because now they're just like loaded with picks.
It's crazy.
I think it's really good for Phoenix too, though, because they were hot with Rubio at the end. And now you're adding a hot Chris Paul.
Well, look what Chris Paul did to the Thunder. Not the garbage
Houston one. Yeah, you know, exactly.
Debatably less, right? Like, Gilgeous Jr. Way less now. You have Steven
Adams. Shea was his only good running mate. And then Gallinari was there for a little bit.
Now they have, like, Booker, incredible player. And they also have a young and up-and-coming center. So they kind of got all the positions covered off now. I mean, you can fill in the blanks, obviously, but I don't know. I was just saying this to my buddies the other day. I was like, if you're Phoenix, do you even want your picks? Like, I know they took the first overall pick. They still oddly probably made a mistake in that one because they didn't take Luka. And the ones before were like Dragon Bender and guys like that. It's like they're wasting their picks anyway, so they might as well get guys like Chris Paul and whatnot. I don't know. I think that's
the one thing they hit on was Booker, and now, but I wouldn't want them now, especially because they're just going to be the middle of the pack team. Like, they won't be the, now with Paul, they'll be maybe a playoff team, but before they were finishing like 15th.
Yeah.
Like, do you really want that pick anyway?
Exactly.
At that point, like, I would trade playoff success for that, but that's just, I guess, what they're doing now. I like it though. I like Phoenix. Phoenix is cool now.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of those ones where, yeah, they shipped off Rubio and Kelly in a first, but it's like you didn't send that. You didn't give them all your picks or anything, but I think then you're looking at the other trade, which is they picked up the Bucks picked up Jrue Holiday with just a million first and second overall picks. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, that one's kind of in line with the Chris Paul one as well. Just getting experience, getting a good player. And basically, well, they have to make Giannis think they're trying to compete, I guess, is their mission now. So I think they're going to do that with trades and success.
But, like, I was hearing this as well, and it's a very good point. Like, if you're trying to get Giannis to stay long-term and you're giving up your long-term picks for a player that could leave after this year, like, I just don't understand. Because I personally thought that Jrue Holiday is a great two-way player, and he's been good for a while.
They got Bender too, or not Bender? Sorry, you got that from my mind. Bogdanovich.
No, apparently that trade like got nixed.
I got nixed. Oh my
god. Yeah, I think so. I just saw that come through before we hopped on. But yeah,
great.
I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's like, I thought they could have got somebody better. They gave up so many so many picks and whatnot. It's like
I think if you're getting those two players, it's not. In terms of like overall what they've traded, it's pretty good for getting probably two almost like 18 point per game guys. I think that's solid.
Yeah.
But if that is now they can't trade for them, that doesn't look as good anymore. Getting rid of that many first. But I mean, I don't know. I guess that they think they can get Jrue back and they think he'll be worth it. I think he's good. I think it's a good trade, but I don't know if I would trade that many first though.
Yeah. And they have Middleton too. Like that's, two good supporting players. It's interesting. I'm curious how they'll do it because, like, who really got better in the East? Did anyone get better? Raptors didn't get better.
You're just kind of adding Boston, the Nets.
Yeah, the Nets, obviously.
You're pretty much just adding the Nets at this point. That's still, like, takes up one of the slots.
And then I don't think Miami, the Magic have
done anything.
No. So So it's like Miami and Boston are both going to get better because they have young players who are growing.
Same
but
with
other
Atlanta.
Than that, I don't think there were any major moves that I can think of, at least off the top of my head. Another pick was in. Cleveland's on the clock now. I'm curious who the Raptors will get, even though I know I won't know the guy at all, but hopefully they'll snag somebody. I think it's about time I cracked open another triple bogey here. Got triple bogey premium lager. This is their amber ale here.
Am I on amber? Yeah, I am.
It's got more of a kick, but it's really tasty.
I think that's good. I think it's better than the first one as well.
Yep. Sad Patrick looking Williams. At this this golf beer. Probably played my last round of golf last weekend for the there's some sun there. Sorry, there's some snow on the ground now, so I don't know. Could probably get out this weekend, but I might call it a day. Shot my best round of the year on Saturday, so I think I'm just gonna.
It's a good way to go.
End it for the maybe I'll retire for life now.
How many times did you golf this summer?
Like how many weekends were there? During
yeah, no. So I'm trying to think of like you played like a full season.
Like probably 4 months.
You need the off season now.
I must have played at least 30 games.
Are you gonna practice in the off season? What are you gonna do?
Maybe I'll get one of those greens and set it up in my bedroom. Just get the putting off. No, I don't.
Why not? You don't get one of those. Touch a club.
Get one of those toilet ones. Yeah, I'll probably.
Will you have an off season? Will you touch a club? Until
I probably not. I'll be getting the shakes. We'll have to set up something in my garage or something. But the car is in there during the winter, so I don't have any space.
Trying to think, like, I don't know anyone that's taken a recreational sport as seriously as you have this summer.
No,
it'd be just, like now if like someone I knew was trying out for the Olympics. It's like,
I'm going on tours.
24. Yeah, I know. It's just like, I feel like you could with the amount of effort you put into golf this summer. I don't know if you're any better, but just the sheer amount of time that you've gone.
Yeah, practice doesn't make perfect. I think whoever said that's lying.
They also said it's sober, but
yeah. Anthony Edwards is confirmed freshman. James Wiseman is a freshman.
Oh yeah, two. Is the last guy that got picked?
That's Patrick a good question. Williams, Patrick Williams is a freshman.
So that's four. I need half of a freshman.
Wait, who's the other freshman?
I thought you counted three.
We got Anthony Edwards.
Four, sorry.
James Wiseman is two. And then...
Oh, and then Patrick Williams.
Patrick Williams. We're only through so
I need,
four picks,
I need 1.5.
Right?
Yeah, I need 1.5 freshmen now.
Yeah.
How does that work? What if I get to four?
Half a guy gets drafted.
What if I go to four, but half a semester I cancel because of COVID?
Yeah, half these guys aren't even full freshmen.
Hey.
The CBS pre-draft rankings had Patrick Williams, eighth overall prospect ranked. So they passed on quite a few guys. They passed on the French guy. They passed on a bunch of Obi Toppin as well. He was a sophomore. Ooh. Passed on him. They passed on the Denny from Israel.
Denny, no. I want Denny.
They went down the board.
Now. Hmm. I think he's a small forward. That makes sense, I guess. They have a lot of guards.
Yeah, there's talks about them maybe trying to package a deal with Wendell Clark Jr. and their pick and try
to
get somebody.
I did see that, yeah.
But I guess that didn't come to fruition.
Well, at best, what they got in was maybe, I don't know what they need. They don't need Wiseman. They would only need Wiseman because they just traded Wendell.
Who do they have? They have Kobe White.
They have Kobe White, Zach LaVine, Carter Jr.
Dunn, I heard rumors that they might not even sign him.
Yeah, he's not that good. But they already have Kobe White, so I'm just like wondering what they would need with the second pick other than James Wiseman.
Yeah.
They don't really need him because they would have traded. The only reason they needed him is because they got rid of him in that deal.
I mean, I guess that's me. But they're like all the other guys up here are threes and fours, high ranks. Oh, yeah. So there's another point guard, a couple point guards as well. So I guess they just picked for who they thought was the best player.
No idea with this guy.
Oh, I heard about this guy, Isaac from Auburn.
Big college football.
CBS has him ranked at the 10th overall. Oh, he is a freshman, so that's not good for me.
That's not good for you.
Probably shouldn't have made that last minute change.
I need the points, man.
I'll take the L on that.
I need the points.
So Cleveland got a small forward, go alongside Colin Sexton.
So this guy's the next LeBron?
I guess so.
Damn.
Isaac Okoro. Physical, mature athlete. Another depth piece.
That's a great compliment to give someone.
What's that?
Physically matured
athlete. Like, does that just mean like you're...
Yeah, what does that describe? Describe this guy's game to me. He's maturely strong. It's like, what? Just tell me if you can do a layup. Did you ever see the video of the guys that they read the bad draft reviews to, like, star players?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a fantastic video series. Those
that
are
is
funny.
Pretty funny.
Those are brutal because, like, I wish they got the guys that wrote it in the room. Like, they have to read it back to them or something. Like, that's the only thing that can make it
oh,
better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If they had their, like...
Or they have to play, like, one-on-one with them after.
Jesus. Oh, God. That's funny. You, like,
what's that? Sorry.
No, what were you gonna say? You go.
Well, I'm gonna go get away from the topic. If you're good.
Oh, go for it.
Put together a couple fun facts that I thought were. I mean, when I say put together, I googled NBA draft fun facts and I found them, but they're actually pretty cool ones here.
Actually, pretty fun.
With the 11th pick of the first round, the Spurs are prepared to make their highest draft pick since selecting this player in 1997. Who do you think this player was?
Tim Duncan.
Yeah, that's right. But imagine they haven't had – it's been 23 years. They haven't had a pick even sniffing the top 10. That's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess if you make the playoffs every year, it's hard to get a good pick.
Yeah, that's what it feels like with the Raptors now too.
Yeah.
Actually, what was our last top 10 pick or top 5 pick?
Was it
Barnyarny?
Barnyarny, yeah.
I think it might be. That or Bosch, I don't even know.
I thought that was kind of an interesting one. Boston has 3 first-round picks this year after making 3 first-round picks in the last year. Imagine that's a lot of – like, the rich get richer there.
Yeah, he just bundles up picks, it seems. It's weird. Every draft they have – like, they had the Brooklyn pick for – they had Brooklyn's picks for like 10 years.
Guess what team has the most picks, though, in the league?
In this draft, or?
In this draft, yep.
Miami.
No, Philly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I guess they got some for Fultz.
Oh, I forgot about their deals.
And then, they traded Horford, too. That was another trade that we didn't even talk about.
Yeah, for Danny.
Yeah, get some veteran three. Somebody can hit a three and
someone who can attempt a three.
Yeah. Hey, he's gonna be on like a comeback revenge season now after all the hate.
I would love to see
other player wins a championship and
for
gets
a Danny
hated
Green revenge
that much.
Tour.
Like the poor guy, like wins the championship.
He's got like 4 championships too.
Yeah, I know. He just all he does is win. I mean, he gets put
terrible
on pretty good teams.
Terrible in the finals. Not a good finals record. I know at one point he set the fucking record for most finals threes as well.
Well, I guess if you're following the likes of Kawhi and LeBron around the league, it's pretty easy to win championships. Like the two of them have won most of the championships in the last.
And he's a starter on those teams, though. He does start.
I love Danny. I liked his podcast. Don't listen to it anymore, but when he was on the
Raptors.
You
don't keep up with the Green Room every episode? That's a cool name for it.
A college freshman has been selected with the first overall pick in each of the past 10 drafts. The most recent non-freshman with the first overall pick was Blake Griffin in 2009. So I guess this one was kind of – it was revving up because a lot of people thought that LaMelo was going to go first, right? So I think that was kind of a big thing if they don't have a freshman going, a college freshman. But it didn't happen. They took my boy, Edwards. You got some sort of game you prepped up?
Yeah, you want –
You want to save it or you want to get right into it?
No, I'll pull it up. We'll see it. So I have one that's like actually hard questions. I don't know if this will be very easy. So I don't know if we'll do it.
So wait, do you have like you have one that's like legit and then one that's for humor?
Yeah, I have one if you can guess what NBA player dated this person.
Oh, that's good. Let's do the comedy one first, and then we'll give my brain a bit more time to think about the other one. Wait first. The Hawks pick is in. We'll see who they select. Hopefully it's not a freshman.
Oof.
And it is a freshman, so that's the five. Yeah.
There you go.
Jackie, you got that one.
Yeah, I think you would have needed a historic draft of old players.
Yeah.
Can win that bet.
Oh, a lot of tears. We should have had that. Good thing we didn't have that. There was a one about if the first overall pick's gonna cry.
Oh yeah, they always do.
He's an excellent finisher and a rim protector.
I wonder what my scouting report was coming out of high school. Physically immature. That would hurt.
So he's a big man. Second rank big. All right, let's
see. Seven people, no ties.
Yeah.
No one has worn a tie.
I mean, why would you? I feel like NBA
players might not even... We should have done that. Will someone wear a tie?
Yeah. I mean, any league where people aren't going to wear a tie, you probably pick the
These are a lot easier than I thought.
All right, I'm cracking open my last triple bogey. This is a hard seltzer. Changed up a bit with a little lime flavor. Nice little can there. Light and refreshing. At triple bogey, it's okay to say, better hit another one. I don't know if I'm a seltzer fan, but let's see if this changes my mind. Kind of like a White Claw a bit. Light and refreshing. That would definitely be good after having a couple beers on the course. You slow her down with a seltzer. I like that.
Dude, everything in the LCBO is a seltzer now.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's insane. Everyone has a seltzer. We should make a seltzer at this point.
Yeah. Why would you? I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get to the point, especially after this quarantine, when I can start to like try to go to the gym and stuff again. I'm going to try to switch to like away from the beers and go to like a seltzer or something with like zero.
You're
going to
be a seltzer guy?
Why not, though? Less bloated, better for you.
I guess, yeah.
And it tastes better. Like, there's no lie. Like, I love a good beer. Don't get me wrong, but.
Other drink than beer.
If you're going to go for the rest of your life and you had to drink either beer or seltzer, what would you take?
I'd take a seltzer every day. It's too easy of a decision.
Yeah, exactly.
I think anything other than beer.
So do you
want? If I have one, I would never pick beer to be my last choice, my only choice. A terrible decision.
Anything happening outside of basketball? Maybe we'll hop away for a bit. What's the word on the street?
Do you like Harry Styles wearing dresses?
I'm not a. I wouldn't wear a dress. I don't have the body for a dress. Not that you have to, you can wear a dress, whatever type of body you have. Not saying that, but I personally don't think I'd like myself in a dress. I don't think that would be something I'd go towards. Like, is it like a full length dress? Is it like a mini skirt dress? What are we talking here?
I'd personally go mid. So I can have some mobility.
Show some leg?
Nothing to like, yeah. I think the people would like that.
I think I'd wear a male romper before I'd wear a dress personally.
They look comfortable.
Yeah.
A lot of females say they're comfortable.
Oh, the pick is in. Detroit.
No, if it pans at him and he's wearing a romper. How perfect would that be?
He's got a male dress on?
How perfect.
Oh, the French guy. I wonder if he's in France. I mean, honestly, I don't even know if he's actually...
It says France. Killian Hayes is a sick name.
Yeah. This guy looks like a stud.
France? Oh, God, he's a French.
Oh, he's got a suit on, too, of course.
Oui, oui, no tie.
Yes.
Was this a no tie event?
So, seventh overall. That was the pick that he needed to go, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Isn't that what I said? Let me pull up the notes here. If Hayes is drafted in the top seven, he'll be the highest ranked drafted French player ever. Look at that.
Hmm. Was he a freshman?
No. No college. Well, that's the thing. Like,
does he go to a French college?
That's the thing. And he could be a freshman, but...
No, you don't do any homework in the Euro League. The Euro League's a fun league. No homework.
Yeah.
That's what they advertise it as.
Point guard. Derek, he's going to go get right under Derek Rose's wing.
Right under him.
And he'll teach him everything he knows. Again, now it's getting to the point where, well, honestly, after like the after LaMelo got drafted, I have no idea who any of these guys are, but it's kind of just cool to see if teams are drafting like best player, if they're drafting for fit or whatnot.
Just for fun. They're throwing darts at a
slandering of the Knicks now, eh?
This is bad. I'm not watching it. Like, I don't have audio on.
Yeah, I don't either. I guess I could throw on some captions on mine, but...
Are they... Oh, yeah, they're up now. What will it take?
Oh. Got any things you want to buy for Black Friday? Are you an avid online shopper on these holidays, like Amazon Prime Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
No, I do like a good deal, but I was not a part of the Prime Monday holiday.
What about Black Friday? Are you already ready for Christmas? Are you one of those people who are prepared? No. Are you last minute?
No, I think we went over that last year too. I said no, still no. I just kind of panic at the end, but I'll look. Like, I'm open, but like nothing's like...
Are you told what you have to buy your girlfriend? Like, are you getting like hints all the time? Or are you one of those like creative guys who always think of something in the end, even if it's last minute?
No, it's still more just like, it's a guess. Like, I just kind of buy something and hope it's good. A lot of the times I have been right, thankfully, but I don't know. Some choices are...
Oh, that's an international player. I got to mark that up. Two international players. What is it, 3.5?
83.5. What about you? You buying stuff? You selling stuff?
This is a problem. When I get into this gift-giving mood and things, I just start to think, like, I'm pretty selfish. Like, I'm doing this shopping, and then all I see is things that I want. And now I'm just adding, like...
So I keep buying it.
I got, like, a couple things on the list for, like, my girlfriend, my mom, my sister. And then
I bought myself one.
My list is, like, 100 things long. But, like, I do like to be prepared because I find that people often say, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm always like, I don't know. But there's always stuff you need, but I just never think of it. So if I have this worst. List.
That's the worst. I always ask people that. And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, that's the worst answer you could ever give me. But then but I do it too. But it's just like, I don't know. It's like, fuck off. Why would you tell me I don't know? I hate it. It's the worst answer. What do you need?
What do I need?
Yeah, what do you need?
Comfortable clothes. Spending a lot of time inside chilling. Get some more Lululemon, I think.
Great pick.
No free ads. Because I'm going to be working from home more, I want to get my like work from home setup up and going. So I want to do I'm going to get a monitor because right now I'm doing like such a budget thing of carrying my monitor literally in like a bag on the GO train when I come to and from my place.
What?
Yeah, because I need it for work, and I need it for work at home. So, but I was just going to buy another one because I'm like, this is so stupid. I would literally pay like $200 not to have to lug this thing. But now it's so close to Black Friday. I told myself I'm going to wait. Even if I save like $40, it's why would I not just wait? Oh, there's Obi finally went. Obi-Wan Kenobi went to the next. He's probably, look at, he's crying, but this guy's just crying because he's actually mad and upset that he's going to the next.
Oh my. The Knicks are cool.
He was sick.
The Knicks are the cool uncle tournament. That you just don't want.
He was really good. Yeah. These guys are it's an emotional time, I guess, especially with COVID and everything. Like, it's definitely that's not money. How they wanted their everything to go. But RJ Barrett and Obi Toppin, that's pretty sick.
They're also getting life changing money right away.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet. I think you went a little later than predicted. What pick was that? 8?
That was 8.
I think people might have had him a little higher, but
I think I've seen him in like as high as 6.
Yeah. He's a rim runner.
Same.
Yeah, so that's a couple things. Got maybe like a monitor, a mouse pad, stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know what else is on the list. I'm not doing anything, so I don't need anything right now.
Good to know.
I want to get a golf. Actually, speaking on the theme of our presenting sponsor, this podcast, Triple Bogey, I want to get like a golf driver head that's not like a cool one. I don't know. It's kind of cheesy, but I don't know if I'm going to get like an animal or something.
But I do want to get. What animal are you going to get?
I could get a tiger.
What's your top three for the animals?
I've always been a big monkey fan, so I might get a monkey.
I was gonna say that too.
Yeah, I could do that.
Or a rhino.
I think that'd just be a nice touch to kind of throw that in the bag. Although I do have a nice head cover, it's kind of cool.
You get like custom ones, like you can. It'll say anything.
Get my own face on there.
I was gonna say that.
It's like, know that it's my bag. Yeah, a lot of emotional people today.
Damn.
I guess they don't usually have to go and do this speech right away though, right? Like usually they can go backstage, collect themselves, they talk to the owners, stuff like that. Sorry, the GMs. Now it's just like they get picked and they throw it right to the people for their like live reaction.
They get fed the Zoom right away.
Yeah.
Tell me everything. You're mic'd up, by the way.
Yeah.
You have been for the past 30 minutes. Oh. Damn. How much money do you get?
What's that?
Don't you get like a bonus, like at position wise, I think, for drafting. I wonder what they are.
Isn't it different for each pick?
I'm pretty sure. I know like the top pick obviously gets the most and then it funnels down. I'm pretty sure you don't get like any bonus in the second round. I wonder how much money he's just now about to get.
Yeah, it's probably a good amount.
Amazing amount.
I don't know if this site is reliable, but I'm seeing like 8 million for the first overall pick.
Yeah.
Is that right? That can't be right.
I think that could be right.
I guess so.
Considering their coaches' contracts make like the NHL contracts seem like nothing.
Well, it says here.
So I think rookies in the NBA make way more than rookies in like the NHL.
Yeah, exactly. This is a CNBC article, and it says the top 30 picks, those selected in the first round, are projected to earn more than $1 million each season. This 30 players selected in the second round won't make less than the league minimum salary, which is $560,000.
There's minimum wage in the NBA.
Looks like there's some rumors of a Timberwolves trade. Minnesota is to send the 17th pick to OKC for Ricky Rubio and 2 picks. So it looks like T-Wolves, they've got Anthony Edwards, and now they've got Ricky Rubio. So things are coming to shape there alongside Cat and deloading. So that team, if they weren't in the West, they could probably do some damage if they pull it together. Cat's one of the best players in the league, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, that's solid. I like Russell too.
It's funny because this is like an article from Shaq, and it's talking about how he like blew his $1 million in an hour. I remember seeing an article about that, how he bought like a bunch of shit, like cars and stuff. And then his agent called and he's like, yeah.
What?
Just bought a bunch of stuff for his family. And then his agent's like, I think he's like, you don't get your money right away. Like you gotta pay for this shit.
Oh, he like just like said, put it on the NBA.
Put it on, I don't know, put it on the card.
Put on my NBA card. Every NBA player has an NBA card. I wonder if that's true now.
I wish the Raptors had like the 10th pick or something, because that would be the perfect way to end the podcast. We just roll out and then we look at the Raptors pick and then we go.
Yeah, I know. Now we're stuck to all 60 picks.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna be there all night. We have to watch the whole thing. This is your punishment for season one.
Yeah. Oh, I still haven't done my punishment.
Sit here and watch the entire NBA draft. Maybe we'll do it. We'll do like the double. So like when whoever loses this, also like if I lost, I would have to do my punishment, and then you do yours as well.
Yes. Let's do it. So that's a good idea.
But if you lose twice, you have to do both of them on the same. So you have to do two punishments at once.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense in my head.
Interesting. So what do you want to announce what we're going to do?
Have we already?
No, we didn't. Oh, sorry. We have a pick in here. Wizards drafted Denny.
Denny.
So that's an international player. We're up to three. Is it 3.5? Is that the over-under?
3.5.
Ooh, no more international players. We're on the 9th pick though, right?
Yeah. I think this is the 9th pick.
There's no trade in the top 5.
No, there was not. I need these points, man. This is a big week.
Exactly.
I'm on a slump. Not really, but Michael Jordan couldn't score.
Nothing wrong with 500. Game. So do you want to say what we were going to say there? We're going to announce that the punishment will be, if you're familiar with the show Hot Ones, so it's where they have hot questions and even hotter wings. It's a YouTube channel. So what we're going to do is on one of our podcasts as the punishment, we're going to whip up some wings with the hot sauces. And as we're doing the podcast, you have to eat it. So I'll either have to do, I guess, 2 racks of these wings, or have to do one if I beat you this month.
Yes.
And if I do end up beating you, it'd be pretty good if we're both doing it at the same time. That'd be fun. We'd get some wings.
We gotta film that somewhere.
On the rocks. Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll be able to do it in person by then.
Maybe. That's true.
It does take a couple months usually. What did we say? 2 or 3 months to get through this season. So
how many points do we need?
We need 20 points.
20 points. Okay.
I'm at 8.
Yes.
You're at 5. So
I'm at 5.
Couple more weeks. Probably 3 or 4 more weeks to go.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, no, that's a good one, though. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that'll be good. We'll definitely be speaking our mind. Might have to take a couple breaks during that podcast, but it would be sick if we could do that one in person. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I'm not good. Are you good with hot food?
Not great. I like spice, but I don't like intense spice. Like, I can't handle it very well. I did hot ones during school once. And
you did hot ones?
Yeah, me and all the roomies, we did it. And it was hot as shit. Like, we just did it straight up, too. Like,
we
cooked the wings. And then I think you're supposed to do, like, kind of water down the hot sauce a bit. Like, put, like, some other solution in with the hot sauce. And then you mix it. But we just mixed it right with the hot sauce. So it was intense. Like, I was just chugging milk the whole time. So I went and barfed right after, too, because I drank so much milk. Right after, yeah. And then I felt perfect after.
Oh, my God.
Everyone was, like, laying down for, like, hours and couldn't even move because it was so bad. But I threw up, and I was fine. So it actually worked out. But, yeah, the milk, if I was to do it again,
the milk's the worst part of that. The amount of milk that you said you just drank makes me.
I must have had it. We had a carton of milk right at the thing, and it was had two or three glasses. It was bad news bears, that's for sure. Oh, Phoenix is on the board here. They've been a pretty active team of late, so we'll see what they're doing here.
I like hot food. I just don't like the annoyance that follows it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just annoying. Like you threw up. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Like that would annoy me if I had.
You know you're gonna shit at least like 5 or 6 times minimum the next day, and it's like that's just not fun.
Yeah, we got to get the actual stuff that they use on the show.
We should probably we should check on Amazon.
If I have to do it, I want the real experience. But I
get some bottles organized.
But yeah, I really don't want to do it.
Yeah, because we got
get like a pack.
Yeah, oh, probably. That would be smart by then.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% certain you can.
The shitty thing is we'd just be doing it for this because you never want...
I don't want it to... No, I would...
You never want to use it on regular food if it's like deathly spicy. That's true.
You can probably get like... I wonder if they sell like... You know, like the LCBO is like the little like hotel bottle sized guys. I wonder if you can get that.
Yeah. Possible. That'd be the way to go. But, like, the bomb here, $30. And it's literally, like, the worst flavor you could think of. It doesn't even taste good. And that's...
I know.
Like, Mad Dog is really spicy.
You're only whipping these out because you're punishing someone. Because you're you have to try this. That's the only reason you're ever using it.
We could do that.
It goes back to it.
What is it called? Like, the Packy One Chip Challenge? Have you heard of that, too?
No.
We can order that.
What's that?
$50 for one chip, though.
How bad is it for 50?
It's pretty. It's like crazy. I think.
Why are you paying $50 to do that to yourself?
If you search it up, I think Shaq. They did it on. Shaq did it on TV. A bunch of others.
Oh, poor Shaq. No, I've never heard of the one. Is it just like a hot chip, or is it like a giant chip?
I think it's just like, a regular chip. It's the spice. Oh. The spice.
Oh, it's just like dusted and like. Oh,
okay. Yeah. 50 bones.
$50 for that. That's fucked. I wouldn't do that.
A single coffin containing one individually wrapped chip. Hottest chip made with the hottest chili pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper. The item consists of a blue corn chip dipped in an intense amount of black seasoning made with the infamous Carolina Reaper pepper. Take the one chip challenge. Step 1, eat the entire chip. 2, wait as long as possible before drinking or eating anything. Step 3, post your reaction on social media with hashtag one chip challenge. And then it has a...
I want to go through that hashtag and see how many hilarious photos.
Oh, yeah.
How many terribly taken photos? Sure. A lot of terribly taken photos are in that. You'd find some characters who actually like. Have you ever bought in something where like I now have to share this with their ad?
I feel like it's.
Have you ever added a company?
Yeah, I don't know. Not recently. I feel like it would be good for us because it would give us exposure. But
you're from a company.
If you're like an influencer or something like that, it makes sense. But.
It makes sense from that angle, yes. If you're like, if you're working with it.
Jalen Smith.
That's got to be a freshman as well.
Uh-oh. Ooh, going quite 16th overall, CBS had him. He is a sophomore from Maryland. One of the most important three-point shooters. So why not double down on what you're successful at? Shooting a high clip. Huh. Oh, he's a center. Interesting.
Looks tall. I mean, he's in the NBA draft, so he's going to look tall. But
6'10". Hmm. Yeah, you don't see that. So I actually misread that. He's not one of like the best 3-point shooters in the draft, but he's a very good 3-point shooter for a big.
A center, okay. Or power forward, I guess. Oh, my God.
Oh, he put on some muscle, this guy. He still kept the sports goggles, though, which I got to respect. It's a fellow glasses wearer. That's cool,
man. I love when I see people play with goggles, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a contacts guy, so I respect that.
It makes me so happy. Who's the best player to wear goggles? Didn't Kareem or Hakeem?
I think so.
I think he wore goggles. That's like is that a guy like an inspiration to like glasses people?
Yeah.
I'm not a glasses person, so like, do you guys look up to Hakeem?
Yeah, I'm like,
is he your Michael Jordan? Anytime someone has a greatest of all time conversation, there's a guy with glasses who's like, oh, I think it's Hakeem.
But he's wearing his glasses here, loud and proud here. Oh, he's getting them over. Another emotional.
He's openly glasses.
He's crying into his glasses. Yeah. That's tough.
They look like they got... You can't wear contacts on this because you would cry. That? You would cry them out.
Did you see this box? They all get this massive box, and it has all the hats of all the teams.
No way.
Kind of dope, actually. Yeah, you could see it in the background of it. I
really wish they just picked 15 and gambled that they would have the right one.
I heard it briefly.
Do you think there's ever a concern that they didn't have to take the Knicks hats out?
There's going to be some guy who gets the hats and then doesn't get drafted, so he's just got all these draft hats.
Oh, can I at least keep some? No, we have to take them.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of guys like that, actually, not just one or two. Really, think about it.
Yeah, oh, my God, yeah.
Probably said Shaq West hats.
I'm going to declare next year just to get my free hats. You now get every hat in the NBA for some reason.
So here, now they're calling out this big Spurs pick, looking for their next Tim Duncan. Let's see who's left on the board here. What do they need? What are the Spurs? Spurs need everything, I guess, eh?
Oh, that's mean.
Have we had Tyrese Halliburton drafted? I don't believe so.
No, we do not have a Tyrese Halliburton here.
He's a point guard. Could draft him. We have a Precious. Precious hasn't been drafted. I know he was good in 2K, so
he's are they just want to add for Cuba Gooding Jr.? Did you miss that? Or am I?
He won an Oscar for the flag Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, why do I need to know that right
now? I don't know. I'm just reading the...
It's a weird ad.
Oh, that's a funky suit. Tyrese Halliburton.
No tie. Oh, bow tie.
Oh, bow tie, yep.
We got a bow tie.
Yeah, they're all quite dressed up there. Look at them.
I really wish one guy was just in like a tracksuit.
Yeah. Well, there's a tie in the back right too. I know he's not a player, but.
Hoodie and sports coat.
Tie sighting. I think I'd be putting a suit on. Like, if I'd be awesome. I'd try to get the nicest suit ever. Especially if I knew I was going to make $1 million after I got drafted.
I'd wear my best clothes. Some guy's in a tuxedo shirt by the end of this.
How far do you want to go?
Eyes around his head.
How many picks are we going?
I don't know. When's the Raptors pick?
29, I think.
Fuck.
We should wait out till the Houston pick, 16.
What's that?
16? Houston and because maybe they'll make a trade.
I'll do that.
That might be a lot of time though to shoot the shit. We're only on 11 here.
Time to fill.
We'll hop back on if something happens.
Fuck. What could happen that makes you hot?
I feel like I'm like a live analyst, but I have no knowledge of any of these players. Like, we didn't even get to watch them during March Madness this year.
I know. So this would be
it would have been so much easier if we could watch the March tournament.
But if someone needed information on these players and we're the only thing he could get as a reference, I would just feel terrible. We provided zero insight on any of the players.
Well, so we hit the under with the international. We gotta figure out who was hugged by Edwards. We gotta figure that out, because if that's the case, I think I went 4-1 again, which would actually seem like I know what I'm talking about here.
Yikes! Not a good sign.
Yeah, that could be 12. We might be past the halfway point after 3 weeks, Trey.
Nope.
You can taste those wings on your lips already, or what?
Are you going to taste the punishment you haven't done yet?
Oh, is there a trade?
It's slyly running for...
Is there a trade? The commission's up.
Does he come up for...
Oh, I guess he comes up for... It just made it look a bit different.
So I think he comes up for every pick. Eventually, they're like, Adam Silver can't be bothered to say a name. Take your hat.
This is the only guy who was on the list that I didn't mention. Let's check out
They don't advertise it at all, right? Like, they're not going to advertise the second round.
What do you mean? Like, on TV?
Like, eventually they just sit in their room until a guy gives them the hat, and they're like, oh, I guess this team picked me.
No, I think they keep it live the whole time, don't they? Just because it's only two rounds. I don't know. Or is it tomorrow? Actually, is it tomorrow?
I don't think I've ever watched an NBA draft full.
Well, I'm just thinking because NHL does the first round and then they do the second after. But
yeah,
two rounds. This guy's known, Devin Vass is known for his three-point shooting and he's a defensive specialist. Sounds like the perfect San Antonio spur. He was projected 12th overall. Do you actually want to try to wait, or do you want to just call it a day?
Fuck. I don't know. It's up to you, I guess. I will give you the brother. I just watched a video.
It was it?
I don't know. It's that or like a friend. I don't know. But like, I don't know how we're going to know.
Yeah. We'll look into it a bit. But
we will not find any. I don't think we'll find much. I'll give you that one.
We'll see. It definitely
wasn't his dad.
Yeah, it wasn't his dad. So it was either a friend. Like
he was, yeah. It's brother or friend, I would assume.
I'll look on, I think it was Oddshark that posted that prop bet.
I guess, yeah.
So I'll see, because they'll probably know.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'll announce it, but yeah. No, you could just do that, maybe. That's probably the only way we'll fully find out.
It would be some intense work we'd have to do.
Oh, I wonder if you just Googled Anthony Edwards' brother and then maybe found Instagram.
Yeah.
So I feel like he would post about it then. But whatever. I'm definitely out of contention for it, so.
Yeah, I don't think that was his dad.
We should think about what we're going to do next week, I guess. It's not really like a big event going on.
Yeah, is any award shows coming up or anything?
It's like the nearest one's like the Gotham Film Critic Awards at the end of November, if you want to bet on that.
I think I might have to pass
on that. I think Tiny Forest Tree will win Best Picture.
Oh, baby. All right, I don't think we're going to make it to... the Houston pick. Now that we don't do it, there's going to be a massive trade that we miss. But Jack, any last things perfect. You want to say? What do you think about this draft, or what do you think about this live type podcast?
I hate virtual events.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
they keep advertising it as like the first ever virtual, and it's like it sucked. There's a reason you didn't do it before.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day. What is New Year's going to be like?
Oh, dude, like, it's going to be
are they still going to raise monitors. The ball and everything?
Yeah, they'll probably just do like a virtual fucking pixelation of it.
They could maybe do some live concerts and stuff.
They could probably do it live by then, I think, outside at least. Like, yeah. They'll have like it'll be distance. There'll be people there for sure.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
They'll probably just do what fucking SNL does. They'll just hire them.
Yeah. Well, I think they could definitely get some live outdoor acts going.
I think
be a fun night because I've seen tons of things that have
been live. Out and just, yeah, they're just distance and outdoors. They're just a lot of mass.
So hopefully that'll be a good show. So
you'll just see, yeah.
All right. Any final words? Are you happy with the draft?
Love the draft. Triple bogey beers are good.
Yeah, three delicious beers. These are really good, actually. Yep.
These are actually very good.
Perfect for the golf course, so go check out
Great hats, too.
Yeah, like I said, I've been wearing the hat, and next season when I get back out, I'll continue to wear that hat because it's a beauty hat for sure. So check that out on the website too if you want to kind of get a good golf hat going, especially if you've got a bad game like I do with the triple bogey up there. Couldn't be any better. So shout out to Triple Bogey, and I hope everyone enjoyed that. Let us know how you enjoyed this kind of live segment. Maybe we'll do it with few of the upcoming drafts that are coming up, because I know we have some of those too. All right. Thanks to everyone for listening. Take it easy. Peace.